Hello everybody, I'm back from my holidays in France. Today I want to talk about when people speak fast and what you can do to help understand what is spoken. I think listening is the most difficult skill of the four skills in language learning. For example, with writing, we have the chance to decide what we want to write and spend time on it. With speaking, we usually have the chance to decide what we want to say ourselves. With reading, we usually have the chance to read the text as many times as we want to. I don't mean that the other skills are easy. They are often very difficult. What I mean is that with listening to conversational speech, we often have no control over it, or very little. To explain more, often the speaker has an accent, or we cannot control the speed of the words being spoken unless we deliberately ask the speaker to slow down, and very often we can't do that. Maybe the speaker is using slang or expressions, sometimes dialect words. Maybe more than one person is speaking at the same time, for instance, at a dinner table. Maybe the subjects being discussed are cultural, social, or political, and these subjects can be difficult even in our own language. So, what can we do to make it easier to understand spoken language? I have some ideas that can help sometimes, I think. Listen for key words. These are important words that help understand what is being discussed. Listen for small pauses when people think a bit more about what they want to say. Things like, yes, okay. Listen carefully to the stressed words. This is useful in English because English words always have stress on the pronunciation. If you don't understand something and it is possible to ask for more information, then try asking a question instead of saying, "Could you say that again, please?" Say, "Oh, was I correct in thinking you said this?" And then say back to the speaker what you think they said. If you listen to English radio, then I think you need to be careful not to listen to something very complex, or you will think that sometimes you understand nothing, when it is mostly because the radio speaker is using maybe some vocabulary that you don't yet know. The most important thing, as always, is to remember not to worry and keep relaxed. The reason I say this is because I know from my experience that many people can communicate well with very few words, providing people are always relaxed and friendly. So now I'm going to demonstrate why sometimes listening is difficult. I'll read a text very fast and then show you why it is perhaps difficult to understand. This is a small text from today's Daily Mail. Teenager Holly Herdman clearly hadn't heard that it is not a great idea to mention you're having a party on a social networking site, And it is especially unwise if you have been left in charge of the house while your parents are away. What she claimed was intended as a drink with a few friends ended with a mob of teenage youths running riot through a small market town. Now here, we need to hear the key words. The key words are teenager, Holly Herdman, not a great idea, having a party, social networking site, unwise, left in charge, parents away, claimed drink with a few friends, ended up mob of youths running riot through town. So if you listen now to a slower version, you will see that this language is quite complex and only 70 words. Here is a slower version. Teenager Holly Herdman clearly hadn't heard that it's not a great idea to mention you're having a party on a social networking site. And it is especially unwise if you have been left in charge of the house while your parents are away. What she claimed was intended as a drink with a few friends, ended with a mob of teenage youth running riot through a small market town. Many news items use a lot of descriptive words, and the language puts a lot of information into a few sentences. This makes it difficult to understand if it is spoken fast, as there is much information there. So, knowing more about why listening is difficult helps us to think of ways we can improve our listening skills. So be good, be happy, and see you next time.